Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hour number three on The Blitz is underway. This is the last hour you will hear of me today, but then I'll be back tomorrow and I'll do 3 hours with Jerome Solomon.
That should be fun.
It's always fun with Jerome.
It is.
He's
your second favorite.
Is it racist for me, John? Is it racist for me to say I prefer to work with black men?
Depends on what comes next after out of your mouth.
That's it.
Okay.
I prefer to do radio with a black man in the room.
Can I ask why?
I don't know. I developed a comfort for it in Austin, and
so your old partner was.
Mm-hmm. I worked with two black guys, in fact, at one point.
Oh,
and it's almost like it's like they make fun of me for being white, and I can make fun of them for being black, and it's okay.
Okay,
but if like me and you were doing a show.
Yeah, if you made fun of me for being black, that wouldn't be that funny.
Well, although listeners do think Barry is black.
That is true.
There's a new Twitter handle.
That's because Barry is not black.
They've never seen Barry without his pants. They would know quickly.
Yeah, you're definitely opening for me at the Chuck.
The only thing skinnier than his forearm.
All right. That was inappropriate.
But either way, Barry.
Not your finest work.
I was going to compliment on how you've done today, but now...
Never mind.
You've really let me down today, is what I was going to say.
This has been a horrible show.
Really horrible show. How did Matt Jackson and Jason Braddock do on the program today?
They did well. Jason, not black as well, but a lot of people think he's black.
A lot of people think he's black. I thought he was black until I met him. And I was like, what? You're Jason Braddock?
Yeah.
But he's white. He's white. But it fools you sometimes. And he and Matt did the show together today for Charlie.
Yes.
Where was Charlie?
Vacation.
So.
Oh God.
Listen, Charlie is he's a made guy in this business. He's worked in Houston sports radio for like 60 years or whatever. Like, but you know, he used to broadcast back before there was an FM frequency. But. Patrick Creighton, I walked by there and I was like, where's Patrick Creighton?
Vacation.
He's on vacation. He started that show like a week ago.
He did?
Who does that? Who's like?
But he's been here for a while. Just because a new show starts.
Yeah, but he's now a paid employee. Like, it's different now. You got to show up for work.
I get what you're saying. When you finally get an opportunity to do work in drive time, you should not take vacation.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to make it in this business.
AJ doesn't believe anyone should take vacation until he takes vacation.
So here's a story from my life.
Okay.
This is a story about when I got fired and my wife was 9 months pregnant and we were about 3 weeks from our house being it was going to be finished being built and we were going to close on our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fired, and I got a call the next day from the competing station in town, and they were like, hey, we want to hire you. Do you want to come work here? And I'm like, of course I do. So they say, you know what? And they're like, I had severance. I had like, I don't know, something like a couple months of severance.
Mm.
You didn't have a non-compete?
No.
Huh.
So I think I had 3 months severance coming my way.
Nice.
And they were like, when can you start working? And I said, I'll start working whenever you guys want me to. Okay, we've got to move some things around. We want you to do our afternoon show. Give us, you know, a couple weeks and we'll get to it. So during this couple weeks... my wife is still pregnant, and then they call and they say, hey, can you start on Monday? And I'm like, yep. So I start on Monday, Tuesday, my wife goes into labor.
Mm-hmm.
So my second day at my new job, I was like, hey, I can't come into work today. My wife's having a baby. I got to go to the hospital. But then I was back on Wednesday, which Patrick Creighton, if I were him, I would say, you know what? I've got this opportunity.
So the only excuse to take a day
off
only
excuse.
Is a baby.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you were really...
Or if you got shot.
So that's the only two reasons. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you're not a boss.
Like, because...
You're mean.
Let's say your grandmother died.
Okay.
I would say, well, if your grandma died today, the funeral's not today, so you can...
You would expect someone to come on the show the day their grandma died? Yeah. What if they were really close to their grandma?
You go to work.
You are heartless. It's different in an office job where you can sit in your cube by yourself.
When I was in the Army...
And you got to come on here and pretend
died.
Like you're happy?
When I was in the Army, my
grandma
died.
Yeah, but you were
died,
on the radio in the Army.
And then they were like, hey... We need you to go, you know, clean your gun and then go walk 10 miles with a backpack on. And I was like, oh, my grandma died today. They're like, make it 12 miles.
Yeah, like, but that's okay. You're walking. You have your thoughts and you can think about your dead grandma.
That's horrible.
You got to come on here and pretend like you're happy and talk sports with your
you
dead grandma.
No one's saying you have to pretend to be happy.
Well, you're not going to come on here and be like, for 3 hours?
Every day you work with Joel, you don't pretend to be happy. You just act like a big crybaby.
That's the word on the street. That may have been a text that came through.
Yeah.
That may have been. Yeah.
You're so bitter. And
oh.
You
know me. I am a big-ass crybaby.
I've got a job, a major market radio job, and my co-host doesn't want to be my friend.
I hate you. Yeah. Somebody said, what are the odds that this will be Barry's first spot with Beth?
%1,000, right?
Yeah, and I'm nervous.
Oh, yes.
Beth, I'm not doing any butt stuff. I'm just telling you now.
Do you have a
narrow
prostate massager
no
for Barry?
No butt stuff.
You're doing it.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even wash back there today.
Doesn't matter.
It's dirty.
You wash the thing after you use it.
You don't. No, you know me. I got to wash it before
Mm-mm-mm.
Everything.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
You didn't wash it before you put...
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You just start sticking stuff in there without cleaning it.
All the time. When you were in the bathroom, I stuck your headphones up there.
Still had room.
Didn't clean it. I got lost for a minute, and then I found the cord, and I just pulled it out by the cord.
Butt tampon. Somebody said, AJ, I've always thought it would be funny if y'all had a comedian on the show. Are you still considering it? All right, I'm blocking that number on the text line. They can go to hell. Speaking of, Barry, what's the ticket prices for your show Saturday at the Joke Joint? I think they're like $18.
18?
Shut up. You're getting in for free.
Oh, how many... comedians are on the bill.
There's always three. It's a host, a feature, and a headliner.
Will one of them be not full size?
No. Oh, I don't know who's hosting. I know Greg Warren is a full size man.
Okay, and is he the headliner?
He's the headliner, and I'm the middle. I'm the
who's,
middle act.
Who's Greg Warren? What would I know him from? Is he a famous comedian?
He was the one I was telling you about. Remember when you were busting my chops one day, whatever, that pretty much describes every day. But I was telling you about the guy I was working with.
John, remember that time I asked you a math question? It's every
day.
Oh,
that one time?
Yeah.
But he used to be into wrestling and stuff. He used to be a wrestler, like a D1 wrestler or D2 wrestler.
Oh, so I thought you were like pro wrestling.
No, God, no. No. But he's been on Late Show with Seth Meyers, Late Show, Comedy Central Presents. He's had a special out, so... Yeah, he's done some things.
Jermaine says, when AJ says he prefers to work with black guys, and I think I was one of the only two he's worked with lately. His mind's working on that.
He's plotting his
Jermaine,
takeover with Fred.
Listen, Jermaine, there's an exception to every rule.
Just a dick.
Oh my God. I kid, Jermaine. all right, we'll be back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
Mics are hot. And
thank you.
Action.
Thank you.
We are back on the Blitz. Barry Laminek doing a fine job filling in on the Medium show. And I've got to do some stuff. I've got to take care of some business here. Joel gave me a bunch of stuff, and I've, much like Kayvon Looney, I've not been doing a good job of being a team leader here. Let's do this. The name game was played today, and someone got a gift certificate for 2 free admissions to the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show that included a murder mystery show, a dinner, waitstaff gratuity, prize package for the winner, and much more. Boy, it includes gratuity?
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect for the cheap man.
Right.
And, yeah, so somebody won that. It was Charlie Palillo gave it away to Daniel, because Daniel was the first caller named Daniel, believe it or not. So congratulations, Daniel, for being named Daniel. You should take your parents to that murder mystery show, because you wouldn't have that name without them. Therefore, you wouldn't have the prize. Let's see. Do I need to do all 3 of these, Charles?
No, you can give one away now, and then one at the end of the segment, and then one in the final segment.
Okay. This is exhausting. The 2017 Hunters Extravaganza. No, see, it says 2017. It's 2018 now. We missed the 2017 Extravaganza. They've got to change that. Win 4 tickets to the 2018 Hunters Extravaganza. It's the granddaddy of all Texas hunting shows. Read that sentence. Read that sentence. Just read it out loud.
My mic is not hot.
Make it hot. It is hot. No, it is hot. Your mic's hot over there.
Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Sorry, guys.
Read that sentence.
It's the granddaddy of all Texas hunting shows is back. Is that good grammar or what? That's 2017 grammar,
I think. That's 2017
there
grammar.
There you go.
That's old school.
It's the granddaddy of all Texas hunting shows, and it's back. You like that, John?
You're a professional.
Did you give it to me just because I'm the grandma here?
Yes. I wanted to see if your eyeglasses were working.
Yes. Well, because I like granddaddies.
Check out the latest equipment, technology, clothing, blinds, and more. Friday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 5th at NRG Center, presented by Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Kids under 12 get in free. So make it a family thing. If you want to go teach your kid about guns, that's a good, and hunting and blinds and things like the technology, it's a good time to do that. Get your tickets and details at ttha.com. Tickets can be, tickets we got at ttha.com. There you go. Caller number what, John?
6.
Caller number 6. You're the winner. A lot of people call
Yay!
It.
What's the number?
Can we
give the number out?
713-780-3776.
Oh, my God. I'm dying here. Can we talk about sexy stuff?
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Well, the only thing I care about is what is that?
It looks like a stomach.
Okay.
It's like,
I think it looks like a baby bird.
So thanks for the introduction, folks. I'm Beth from Darling Way.
Hi, Beth.
So glad to see everybody out there. Yay.
Hi, Beth.
It does look like
a
baby
bird.
What
are you going to feed me?
All right. So
if you put
I got back from another show. And
okay.
The shows
what?
I go to.
What show?
It's so
Josh
nice to work
show?
With you, Barry.
Yeah, we've never worked together.
No. Oh, no. A trade show. A trade show. All about sexy fun. I met Jessica Drake. Famous
porn
star.
I met Jessica Drake before.
Oh, she is awesome.
I met her before.
She's really sweet, right? She's gorgeous and everything. She recognizes me.
Okay? I met her 12 years ago, so she was probably hotter when I met her.
I don't know. She's still
gorgeous. Now she's like a senior adult porn.
She is gorgeous. She is smart, and I swear, she recognized me. It's the coolest thing in the world. She recognizes me and goes, I love your book.
And then she gave
you...
What?
I swear to God.
That's
I swear.
Badass.
And then she gave you this.
Thank
badass.
You.
Then
I am
she gave
so
you
proud.
A mold of her ovary.
No. But I did talk to her about coming to Darling Way, so yeah. But these are the kinds of shows I go to, right? Because we're all about sexy fun, and this is the thing. So I brought back some little props. So this that AJ's talking about, this is one of the newest, latest, and greatest romantic props, and it is all about suction. Okay, so Let's see. Turn
we
it on.
We got a vacuum cleaner
it
for
does,
that.
It, somebody said it looked kind of like a duck. I hadn't realized. It's like a pink thing. It's really smooth silicone, but then it looks like the beak is wide open,
yeah.
And it's
like waiting
begging
for
food.
Yeah, a mother bird yes. to drop chewed up food in
yes.
its mouth.
Okay, so who wants to give me an arm to try this on? Because I don't think you want to take off your shirt.
Okay. Would you use it on my nipple otherwise?
I would.
I'll use it on my nipple.
Ooh! Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, people, if you are not watching this,
God. I'm a sensitive nipple.
Barry, where's the camera? Okay,
God,
oh yeah,
I'm
we're
be
live
sick.
Where's
Please
the camera?
Put your shirt down. Jeez.
Okay, hold on.
Wait. She's attaching
oh,
this
I turned the darn thing off.
Baby
oh, my
bird
God.
To the nipple.
Yes. Hold on.
Are you trying to milk him?
Yeah, you can
well,
milk anything suction. That's got nipples.
Here, yeah, on. Apparently. What is the point?
Look at
Ow!
The
I don't like that. Stop it.
It's
I don't
attached.
Like it.
It's attached. Off his it's attached.
Ow.
Ah. Why?
That's not fun.
Did that wasn't sexy? You're not
no,
hot right
that
now?
Didn't make me hard or anything.
I'm so turned on right now.
No.
Barry, you want a chance?
No, I'm good. I'm so turned on watching you in pain.
It's got some serious suction, right?
I don't like that.
Okay.
Why? What's
so there
the point?
Are different things. Well.
Are people that lazy that they're not going to suck a nipple, that they're just going to get a machine to do
sweetheart,
it?
Sweetheart, your mouth might be busy elsewhere. I'm
yeah,
just
Barry.
Saying. Oh, do you hear this?
You don't have two mouths.
Yeah. Okay, and there are some people that it's, you know, nipples are very, very sensitive for some people. They're a huge erogenous zone. So that might be too strong. There are different strengths and stuff. But
did you just crank it up to 11 and put it on there?
No, I never remember patterns, so that's why I accidentally turned it off when I was trying to turn it on. But it
almost
does
pulled
have
my
some
nipple
serious
off.
Suction
yeah.
there.
It's too
yeah,
serious.
Look at it going on my hand, really.
Like
it's
you could
pretty
clean
cool.
out a baby's nose with
but
that.
But you can also use it down below on a woman, too.
What about on so, a man?
What?
Yes.
No way. AJ, if you had
they have a man size version?
If you had female plumbing, would you want
ones,
that
yeah.
would
yeah.
you want that sucking on it?
No.
No, that feel like if it would
have
hurt.
Have you tried that?
Yes.
And it felt good?
With that one, did you clean
well,
it first?
I have yes, I cleaned it. That was here, just,
it just came up yeah. on the show earlier. That's all.
I know, I heard that. I know you're a germaphobe. But yes, I it takes some getting used to. Even some of my favorite romantic props have taken me weeks to figure out kind of how to use them and stuff. Because if you just put it on out of context like I did to you, mm-hmm. it's just too much right away.
It's too
but
much.
If there's this whole level of arousal, if there's different things, then it will feel different. And you may like it, you may not. But not every romantic prop is the right one for everybody. So that's why I say you should have a whole collection of them, a whole prop closet. Not just one, because then you'll find some use. But yeah, you could put this down below for a man too, and just kind of play.
No,
and,
oh, no.
Just
maybe
tip.
On the taint area.
No, you're not. You're not putting that mechanical leech on my taint.
Okay, well, I don't know.
No,
I try that.
Maybe it's not for you.
You would put that on your taint.
This
Let's do it right
I
now.
Love
there's
AJ.
No way. There's no way it could attach. My taint is way too hairy.
Ooh,
it's
yeah,
a veritable forest down there. Yeah. It would clog up your system.
But it's funny. But there are so many different things, and that's. I just like the idea that one, it just looks different, right? And the fact is, if you brought this home, Barry, you and your wife would at least laugh, right? People have forgotten. They stop laughing in the bedroom.
I'm very serious all the time.
Yes, I can imagine.
No, when it comes to sex. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we don't even talk. There's no talking that goes on. Shh, just be quiet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you know why? I think it's because it's embarrassing. So there's no way I'm going to sit there and laugh at pulling off my wife's nipple with this. Baby bird device.
Right. But that's what I want to get people past is this idea that it's embarrassing. Because it needs to be just like being here. You're willing to laugh at yourself here. You're
yeah.
willing to do different things, right? But
I mean, my wife laughs at me in the bedroom, but not just in general.
Okay. But specifics. I want to laugh. I want y'all to laugh together in the bedroom by trying new things and being silly. And if it works, great. If not, you've just got a great story. And it's just fun. And it's non-threatening. So that's why I like things like this that are just different shapes. They're soft. They feel good. It's a hot pink. It's just, it's very non-threatening.
Why do you need all the extra? Is that just the motor
that's
and everything?
That's the motor because it's got Man. Such strong, yeah.
Is that a four-cylinder? That's a lot of.
I have no idea, but yeah.
How there's, often do you have to change the oil on that
puffer.
Thing?
So it'll suck like that. And then there's also a little puffer thing that does it
blows
more
air?
So it puffs a little bit just at a time. So like for clitoral stimulation, you're not just sucking it out and then keeping it. You're kind of going and letting go, kind of like a person might do orally, right? You don't just suck.
I think I've been doing it wrong.
You need to come to one of my couples workshops, and I'll teach you and your partner.
You got any YouTube videos I can watch? I don't feel like driving, but...
Yeah, that's funny. I'm just about to do some. I'm filming the next 2 days. We're doing a whole series of little classes and stuff for YouTube.
Now, do you use actual people, or is it going to be like mannequins and stuff?
No, I don't demo. I use my words. Yeah.
Okay, you use your words?
Yeah,
well,
I use my words. I'm a lawyer, right?
That's no fun.
I'm a lawyer.
I value oral
skills.
why don't you ask Barry what he's into sexually, what he and his wife like to do?
I just told you, we're very boring.
Yeah.
Are you guys only missionary?
No, we're not only missionary, but we're very boring. We don't get wild. We don't do
How
a lot
many
of
positions
talking.
Are in your repertoire?
It's usually my repertoire, right? Because it's usually not the woman that's going to initiate a lot of positions. So
right.
My repertoire, probably six.
That's a lot.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, usually I would say, so missionary, then there's, you know, doggy, then there's oral, then there's, you know, backdoor if you're
adventurous. I'll go north and south. That's a jujitsu move, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't count all those other things. I only
69.
Count.
Yeah, well, only sex count, positions.
Yes, sex not, positions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what other ones? Those are generally the ones people do.
There's doggy style.
Yeah.
But then there's
cowgirl.
There's standing up, doggy style.
You do standing up?
Yeah. There's
Oh,
like standing where up she's where not
she's on the she's li-
okay,
bent
yeah.
on the bed.
I do that move.
Yeah. There's there's cowgirl, there's froggy style.
I don't know about that.
Just kind of like reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's what else? Missionary. How many is that?
I just try things until my wife, like, eventually she'll just be like, I don't like that. And then I'll go back to the one before.
But that's, at least you try. But that's the thing. You've been married for how long?
We're going on 20 years.
17 years.
Okay, 20 years and six positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any TV show? Like, are there six TV shows that you would just watch?
That's all
those
I watch.
Those shows and that's it?
That's it.
Yeah. No.
He watches reruns of Pee-wee's Playhouse over and over
There's still something else. So this is the idea is that, but there's no reason, but nobody else. So I was thinking today, and I came up with this idea because we talk about sports and stuff, but really we need a team love, right? And that's what I've started thinking of Darling Way.
Did you say team love?
Like a ganger?
Team
like
love.
That's the word of the day!
Congratulations, you want a baby bird.
Suction
device.
This is the other thing I brought was Pecker Patch Sours. Aren't these so cute?
No.
They're so good for bachelorette
parties because we do a bunch of bachelorette parties.
Here's the deal.
Yes, they're so funny.
You're marketing to
yummy.
To 50% of the audience now. Gummy worms and bears, men and women are okay eating those. I would not eat penis-shaped gummies.
Well, I know, but I can have the other too. I could have penis. I could have gummies, and I do have gummies shaped as vaginas.
I don't want to eat a gummy vagina.
Would you eat a penis-shaped penis
in a house with a box on a? Yeah, I don't know, but for bachelorette parties, I'm just saying. Look, we're laughing here, and I want people to laugh at home and to feel like it's okay, and that they try new things, and that it gets a little bit out of a rut. Do you ever think you're in a rut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm all right with that. It's a good rut. It works for us.
Yeah.
What? Did she tell you something that I don't know?
I'm just thinking, in what other aspect of our lives would we settle for being in a rut? Right? If you have a job and you're in a rut, you're just not going to stay there very long. They're not going to be happy.
True.
You're not going to be happy.
Unless you don't have a choice. You can't get out because your job takes half if you leave it.
Well, okay, but then if you're not doing anything exciting, they're going to be like, okay, we're going to find somebody else to replace you because you're not really helping us.
Yeah, but they just may have them work on the side and not actually fire you.
Well, okay. I don't really want to encourage people to go elsewhere, but there is that idea that if the ice cream isn't good at home, you'll go find another ice cream stand.
Now I'm hungry.
Right. Oh, I still want hot dogs, but that's one thing. Sorry, I heard that part. I like hot dogs. But the idea is, right, why can't we just work on improving what's being served at home? Why wouldn't you do that? Right? You love your wife. It's been 20 years. You've got a lot invested.
Yeah.
So why would you not? Of all the things in your life, why would you not work hard?
I think, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I think some of it has to do with, it's great that you have the attitude that you do. Right. And Like, for me, I would be more worried about opening up about those things and then finding out that she's not open to that. And now I'm the weirdo. So there's that feel. Like, even though I've been with her for 20 years, yeah. It would be one of those things where it's like, hey, you know what we should do? We should put this thing in, on this thing and then suck on this thing. And she'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the concern, I think, for some folks.
And I think that's valid. So I say that's because you're going to rock the boat.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And then,
or just be looked at as a weirdo because you're into, like, you know, being choked.
Yes. Right. Well, if you started with really extreme.
What happened here?
But what if instead of doing that, because you don't know, have you ever asked her, are you really excited? Are you passionate? Do you love our sex life? Or would you like something else?
They've been married for 20 years. Barry's just glad to finish.
Yeah.
I know, but what about her?
That's her problem. Barry's taking care of himself. She takes care of herself. You never had that kind of dinner at home where it's like fin for yourself dinner?
Oh,
that's sex once you've been married for 20 years.
I was married.
Like fin for yourself.
I was married for 22 years.
What,
I'm
the last 2 years?
No, we had boring married sex, BMS. I'm telling you, I know that very well.
It's like, oh, you make a frozen pizza. I'm going to have leftover spaghetti.
And
that's how sex works, too.
I'm having gummies.
It's unexciting, and it wasn't fun. And I love sex, and I wasn't having fun sex because I did the same. I asked my husband after 10 years of marriage. I asked him one night. I got drunk, and we were already separated. And that was the first time I asked him to spank me. And he looked at me like I was a total wackadoo.
See?
And I was ashamed, and I never asked for anything else for 12 years in our marriage. But we had terrible sex. Not terrible. We had sex. We had it regularly. It was just boring.
I would have left if I would have like, hey, I want you to spank me. And Nora was like, you're a weirdo. Get out of here. I'm leaving. We can't continue now.
And that's so silly because it's okay. But now if I could, I would look back and I would tell my younger self, look, you're going to rock the boat and you need to just give him time to adapt. You're going to freak him out. It's okay. It's a little nerve-wracking because suddenly it's like, ooh, calm waters. Wait a second. What's going to happen? And we all act like kindergarten. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. And we don't. And that's okay. But I would say it's still okay to want that. And frankly, even if he reacts that way, there may still be part of him that's excited about it. But he doesn't know what to do with it either because nobody, right, until you listen to me, nobody says, oh, that's totally okay to do these wackadoo ideas. And so to give it time. And then if I was talking to him, I'd say, hey, it's okay if your wife wants to try something new. And it's okay that you don't know how to do it. And it's going to be awkward. And you might just laugh like a doof at some of it. But just try it. And try it again. And tell her, I'm so glad that you actually trusted me and let me know. And we'll try it. And we'll see. Maybe we'll both like it. Maybe we won't. I don't care. Maybe we'll never do it again. But at least then once I open the door, he should have then had the right to say, you know what? I'd really like to try this. Right? And suddenly it starts going back and forth. But otherwise, I'm telling you, it just... I don't mean to insult. I don't want to upset people, but I just think that if you're not really connecting, right, the sexual time that we spend together with our partner really should be one of the most exciting, the most passionate, and the most joy that you have. That's why you married that person, because you used to just, you couldn't wait to be with her and touch her and kiss her and touch her, right? All that stuff. And if you're not having that now, I want you to have it again, because it's a pity to have had it
with
and
her?
Let it go. Yes, with her.
Okay.
With her.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, with her. No, with her. Absolutely.
No, I think it's a good message, though.
Because
it is.
It's too easy to go out and find somebody else because we're not worried about them. They don't know us. So if they don't like us, we just move on. We have less invested in what they think of us. But we really should be establishing more trust. And that's why I was saying we need this idea that there's a team where your friends are saying, hey, it's okay. It's okay if you want something a little bit outside the box. And it's okay to try something, even if you're not sure, and say, okay, yes, I like it. Or let's try it a few times, like a new food. Right? What if you like restaurants? I hear you talk about restaurants. Mm-hmm. You go different places. Again, it's the same thing. Why are we more adventurous with our food than we are with our sex lives?
Yeah. Well, no one's going to make fun of me if I just happen to mention that I really like Arby's.
I love Arby's too. I'm really hungry, apparently.
You love Arby's?
No. Arby's. Oh, yeah. I know.
I used to work at Arby's.
Yeah.
I don't eat at Arby's.
No.
But some food snobs will actually make fun of you. You're just okay with it. But why are we not okay with being thought of as somebody saying, oh, right, I could walk out of here and people are going to be like, oh my God, Beth, you wanted to be spanked. How weird are you? Well, okay. Yeah. But you know what? At least I'm kind of brave and I'm owning this right now.
True, true.
And I'm not going to settle.
Do you still like being spanked?
I do.
Barry?
I've never been spanked.
Do you like spanking?
No. I mean, like, if Nora
will
was like,
you give it a try and pretend like,
no, not here.
Pretend like Beth was really naughty today.
No.
That's cheating on my wife.
Yes, but right.
What?
Yeah. If because he's uncomfortable.
I spank my
with
kids.
It.
I'm not cheating on my wife.
Whole different story.
Yeah,
whole
but different story. But well, never mind. I had to put the filter on. Real quick, somebody texted the show, Beth, and said, Beth, what is the name of the book you talked about last week on the show? Something about how well do you know your partner?
Oh, I don't know. It's a Darling Way. It's a book. Like, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what turns her on? Do you know him? Do you know her? And there's one for brides. There's one for grooms. There's what turns her on, what doesn't. It's at darlingway.com. And I'm sorry if you'll tweet us or something, at Darling Way or, I forgot Darling Way Boutique. I forgot even what my letters are. Tweet us and we'll send you a little link to it because they're really good. Yeah, they're really good books. And just to get things started, that would be a great thing for you and Nora to do, because then you start in a conversation where you're both giving and sharing and stuff, little ideas, and you just laugh about it.
But we're
okay
where we're at. I mean, I think we're both all right with where we're at.
Have you asked her? So I just suggest
no.
Ask her wife tonight what kind of stuff she's into. Like,
no,
if you just say, listen, I'll do whatever you want.
Beth is like, shut your
mouth.
You
tell me what's going to make you hot, and I'll do it.
Yeah, but she probably won't
but
know.
But we had
because
those conversations
most of
early
no holds barred.
We're both very boring.
It's 20 years later. That
you think
you,
it
you
changes
think,
that much?
Haven't your tastes
you think
changed
all of a sudden now
food?
Either yes. One of us are wild?
No, I think
I mean,
that they
yeah,
want different
you're right.
things.
I used to not like Chinese food. Now I like Chinese food. Right. I don't think she's going to let me bring in an Asian chick into the relationship. So I think that's just...
Okay, so don't do that. But more than just ask her what she wants, just say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with our sex life? And then on a scale of 1 to 10, how exciting do you think our sex life is?
Okay.
Okay? Because if she says, oh, yeah, I'm satisfied, like, oh, yeah, well, I just don't expect anything, but it's not very exciting, you might say, oh, because don't you want your wife to think your sex life is exciting?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. So then you can start saying, okay, what can we do? And just start with little,
Asians.
Small, little things. But that's a big jump, and I'm just saying, go
not
make
you,
out John. In the car.
Not you.
Go skinny dipping. Right?
Oh no!
Go take a shower together.
I don't need
anything.
Water to shrink this anymore. No, I am not. The skinny dipping is out.
Well, then find
that's why
something,
we don't do it in the shower.
It.
I'm like, no.
Go out and get a picnic in the woods and just go make out, even if you don't want to get
we're
totally naked.
We're both super OCD. You're gonna have to narrow this down to like, do it on the couch.
Do it
or
on
something
the couch.
Like that.
There you go. Do it on the clean the kitchen in your underwear and have her clean
I mean, I
the kitchen.
Do that anyways.
And then like have sex on the kitchen counter and then clean it up
oh,
afterwards.
Oh God, no. We would never do that.
Why would you not have sex
because
on the kitchen
counter?
Because
you gotta eat off of that.
You can clean it.
No. That's not how we
okay,
operate.
Okay, have sex on the kitchen floor.
Okay. Well, the cat has to eat off of it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well.
To be fair, the cat walks around pooping all over
yeah,
his house.
Yeah, besides
so,
that,
like,
why would
gross.
I want to? Yeah, they say you don't eat where you poop. You also don't have sex where your cat poops. That's not a sexy thing.
No. Okay, well, I don't really know your house. You must have a guest bedroom.
Yes,
have
we do.
Have sex in the guest bedroom.
I will. AJ, okay. You want to spend the night this weekend?
I'm not Asian.
Now a three-way, see, that's, I like that.
Yeah,
right? There's
a
wobbly
a
way to spice
H.
It up.
A little wobbly H, I like it.
Yeah. You know, whatever floats your boat. But you should start talking to her because otherwise probably she'll probably not that enamored of it either. And that's silly because okay. When sex becomes this thing that we just check off the box, it's a waste. It's like going and having the possibility of a great meal and not actually enjoying it. Okay, think of a great steak, a really, really, really great steak and everything.
I'm so
and
hungry
sitting
right now.
On the curb and just eating it with paper plate and plastic forks while cars are driving by and there's smoke and noise. You take this great meal and you waste it.
Okay.
Okay, chugging a really great bottle of wine, that's so silly. So it's the same thing with our sex lives. We should savor them and enjoy them and make the most of it because it should be special and should be the best thing about it.
I like
your
the
marriage,
way you think.
But that's just, anyway, I'm a hopeful romantic and... These things matter to
Well,
me,
tell people
so.
Where they can find the shop.
I don't know. Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And and come see me. And I've been doing a lot of like coaching with different things, like one part partner in a marriage or couples or anything. But it is amazing with just a little conversation. Then you can throw Beth under the bus. You can go home and throw
You're
Beth
like, well,
under
Beth
the bus.
Beth said it was all right to invite an Asian.
No, Beth said I should talk to you about how exciting
live,
our
Barry?
Sex life is. Where do you live? Oh, I love that. Can you guys take a picture of the morning after for me? Because I really want to see that picture.
The awkwardness?
Yes, that would be great.
John, never let me fill in on the blitz again. That's too funny.
I don't see him with that smile all the time. I really like that. So.
Well, if I were you, I would chew up your penis-shaped gummy worms.
What is the other thing? And you didn't even mention that.
Oh, drop the food into the baby bird's mouth.
Please don't tell me that's a penis ring.
No, this would be a huge one. But
say I already feel inadequate.
Yeah, no. But there are some that are very large and stuff. But people should take penis rings seriously because they can actually bruise and things different people. So you have to be really careful.
It's not a joke.
What is that,
though? Yeah, no. This is just actually just a bracelet. I just thought it was cool.
I thought it was a sex toy. That's just a bracelet.
It's just a bracelet. I'm like, what is this thing? It's a different color.
Is this one of those devices where you hang yourself while you're masturbating? No, that's a necklace. Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was.
No. Oh, asphyxiation.
Yes, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes. Do you know?
Asphyxiation.
Okay, this is, so I do sexy trivia, and the next one is August 8th, by the way, at Marfrela's. So one of the questions is that, do you know that autoerotic asphyxiation was first used as a treatment for erectile dysfunction?
No, I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Yeah?
I did not know that.
No, I didn't really know that. I made
that up. It's so interesting? Because what happened was when people were getting hung, when they did the public hangings, they would see that men would get an erection as they were being hung. And sometimes it even lasted after they died.
You know why?
And so it's a muscular response.
I just thought it was because they were finally getting away from their wife.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe because they were in a rut.
Exactly. They're like, yeah, this is really a turn on.
This is it. It's a voyeurism, right? Or exhibitionist.
Exactly.
Stuff. But yeah, so they saw that reaction.
That's why the motto, never get hung in sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. But so, yeah, so erotic asphyxiation was erectile dysfunction. And then people realized that they could use that and get turned on. And so it became something they did at home, which don't do it at home. It really is dangerous and stuff. And you made a joke about choking and stuff. But if you're going to do stuff like that, be aware, because people who actually play sexually with choking, you know, they don't actually cut off the air to the brain. What they do is they cut off the blood supply to the brain. So you pass out. It's a different thing. So you need to be very careful. It's not something that you should just willy-nilly decide, hey, I'm going to choke somebody tonight and not know anything.
Okay.
What's your address?
You could wind up dying.
Shut your mouth. You're not choking me, Junk. You're
what
not practicing
give
on me.
Junk today? He's clapping and laughing. This
what a
is
mess
hysterical.
This is. What a mess this is.
You need to clean it up.
All right. Yes. Yeah, you are going to have to clean it up. And the only place to do it, thank you, Beth, is dirt-free carpet cleaning. They'll come in and they'll get the job done. It's summertime. There's extra foot traffic in your house from all the kids and your in-laws' kids. And people are running around and they're bad and they're making a mess and... You got to clean that up. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with dirt-free. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now at 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, and you're up in the better day, better day, better day, loving and falling on, it's a all right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers, now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always, and they're still trying to help you with that low testosterone. Sometimes our counts are low. We don't even know it. Well, Man Centers has a solution for that. They've got a general male wellness checkup that they will do for free on you. And they'll give you an idea of what's going on with you. They're not talking about synthetic injections. That's not what they do at Man Centers. The synthetic shots, they could damage fertility. They could cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. Shrinkage, not great. If you're currently on those injections, you can get off of them. There's a way out. Man Centers has three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster as well. And the Y Factor by Mann Center is, again, the home of that free general male wellness checkup. There's no excuse. Go in there and get it done. It's call them today to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor, presented by Mann Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, let me give some stuff away. Houston Whiskey Social, two tickets for May 19th. Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation present the Houston Whiskey Social, the largest annual whiskey tasting in Texas, featuring more than 350 different whiskeys from around the world. Select single barrel offerings and fine food to match. The only place in Texas you'll find vintage spirits going back decades. Win two tickets to the third annual event at the Citadel Houston, Friday, July 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and pick up your tickets today. Or you can just win them now if you're caller number 5. And then, do we have to give this one away on the air? Or can we like give this one away on a tweet or something like that?
I think it's on air.
No. Well, what am I going to do? Just tell like the first person who calls after that?
Or you could
just clear the line.
Yeah.
I saw 5 pop up. Just tell the intern, clear the line. Do it again.
All right. Hey, here at Gal Media, we love to party.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've been having a great run in our station, well, some of us are having a great run. Some people are very inconsistent when it comes to ratings.
Yeah.
But our listeners, we've decided to throw you a party. Win an invitation for 2 to come to the Gal Media Listener Appreciation Party August 2nd here in our offices. It's an all-inclusive party where you show up and we do the rest. You'll have the opportunity to talk football film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, pop a shot with the usual suspects, or play poker with the Blitz. I didn't even know that was happening.
I didn't either. Well, I read the copy today. I was like, oh,
only way to get in,
pop a shot.
Win an invitation. Listen every day to every show for your chance, or come out to one of our events because we're giving away on site too. Let's say caller number 3 now. You can come to the big party. Barry Laminack.
Featuring the big show.
Featuring the big show. And you pop a shot with the big show and yeah. Blitz with the medium show. Great job today. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Joke Joint Comedy Showcase Friday and Saturday night this week. Go check them out. And
I'll see you Saturday. You're still coming, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll see you Friday early show.
Oh, that's right. Okay. My bad.
Yeah. Stay sportsy.